With the partial government shutdown in its 20th day, President Donald Trump is scheduled to travel to the southern border today to continue to make his case to the American people for more than $5 billion in funding for a wall. His first stop is McAllen, Texas. And joining us from Texas Public Radio, reporter Ronaldo Leaños Jr. is with us. Ronaldo, good morning. So what's going to be happening today?
President Trump is expected to arrive in McAllen at around 12:45 today. Last night, the White House officially released his itinerary for today. He will be making a stop at the U.S. Border Patrol McAllen Station, and he's also expected to participate in a roundtable discussion about border security and immigration. He's also expected to take a trip down to the Rio Grande, where he'll receive a briefing on border security. And after the president leaves, Senator John Cornyn is expected to also hold a roundtable discussion with some local leaders to talk about some of these issues and to also speak with Border Patrol.
So can you give us an idea of what the mayor of McAllen, Jim Darling, is going to do today? How is he feeling about this visit?
Yeah, so I actually spoke to the mayor yesterday, and the mayor said that he'll be greeting President Trump at the airport. Also, in preparation for the trip, the mayor of McAllen and several other local leaders had sent a letter to President Trump asking if he would make time to meet with them and to possibly tour one of the ports of entry, because for the mayor, one of the important topics of discussion that he really wanted to try to speak with the president about was border security and also talk about the ports of entry and commerce.
From a standpoint of trade and commerce and how important it is that the port of entries not only are secure and eliminate illegal drugs and contraband from coming across, but they're also efficient from a commercial standpoint.
Now, Ronaldo, this is a complicated emotional issue, and especially for folks who actually are in the area. So you're from the area. Can you share a little bit with us what the politics of the region are and what the general mood on the issue is?
The Rio Grande Valley is a place that is predominantly Democrat, and the Republicans here are considered, I would say, like the minority, or there's not as many maybe. The mood is just from people that I've spoken with, you know, on the Democratic side. I mean, a lot of people don't feel that the wall is needed. The FBI in 2015 considered South Texas one of the safest parts in Texas. And in 2018, just last year, I mean, the FBI released some data that said what were the most unsafe cities in Texas. And big cities in the Rio Grande Valley, like McAllen and Brownsville, didn't crack that list. So a lot of people feel that they don't need the border wall. But amongst Republicans, I've also been able to spend some time with them. And within the past couple of days, it's been interesting. I mean, even within the Republican Party, there's some division.
And Ronaldo, you had a chance to talk with a couple of Republicans who have some differing views on this particular issue.
And I was able to speak with Eva Arechiga. She's in her 50s. And I also sat down with Marshall Rankin. He's a younger Republican. And when talking about what they expected, you know, for President Trump to talk about, or what they were hoping to talk about, one of the issues that they did bring up was the border wall. And they kind of had contrasting viewpoints on that.
I'm hoping that he has the courage to go and meet with the president of Mexico, because at one time we were asking Mexico to pay the wall in full, completely. But how about we meet half and half?
Yeah, I want him to clarify that he doesn't believe all people with brown skin are rapists. I'd also just like to note, I don't think Mexico is ever going to pay for the wall. Like, there's no...
They can pay for half, because this is a problem in their country as well.
Sure, but how would we force Mexico to do that?
No. Out of the kindness of their hearts, they want to help us and help each other and us meet halfway.
Oh, yeah, but they're not only opposed in kind to having a wall, they are full out opposed to giving any money to the United States, even one penny, to build a wall.
Are we still giving millions of dollars to Mexico?
So, Ronaldo, finally, there's going to be a lot of action today that you're going to be covering, but then there are next steps after that. So what do you think could happen next?
Yeah, so I know that the mayor has been in contact with some people at the White House, and if the mayor and the other local leaders are not able to get some one-on-one time with the president today, I know that the mayor has expressed that he will continue, you know, to relay information to the president about what he calls, like, the realities, like, you know, here living on the border. So one of the main talking points for the mayor is really trying to get the president to understand that a lot of the rhetoric that is used, you know, has negative impacts here on the border.
And that is Texas Public Radio reporter Ronaldo Leaños Jr. who's been reporting on President Trump's visit coming up later today to the Texas-Mexico border. Ronaldo, thank you for the time today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.